Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose.
So he did.
And if you ever saw it,
yep,
you would even say it glows.
Does it really, Jay?
All of the other
like
reindeer.
Yeah.
Used to laugh and call
yeah.
him names.
Really? Oh, no.
They, never
they
let
didn't let poor Rudolph
join in
play in any reindeer games. That would be considered harassment today, and they probably would be sued, right? Because they were discriminating against him. Right? Let's go sue those guys. And that would be the end of their Christmas. But it's not how it is. It's a good day program. How do you do? December 18th. A week from today, it is Christmas, and we'll be here on the air, Jay and I. We have a lot of Christmas things, bits and pieces of things, including we have found a raft of Bob Hope Christmas specials, and so we're going to put together a whole segment of Bob Hope-isms. Bob Hope from all of his USO tours, which I think lasted, I think there were 23 or 24 years of those things that went on and on and on, and he was such a national, international treasure that I thought that it would be appropriate to have a whole segment devoted to him and to the things. He had a great look, he had a great sound, he had a great feel, and he certainly entertained millions of Americans who were stationed around the world in times of war, or even when they there wasn't a war, they were certainly entertained by Hope. I think he did it from the 60s, the early, maybe even earlier than that, into the 80s. So we'll have that as part of our Christmas Day, Christmas celebration. Yeah, it is. I would say it's solemn, but yet it isn't. Right? It's one of those things. Yep. And therefore, there's a lot of reason to pick bits and pieces of things like that out to celebrate on Christmas Day as well. So that's that story. The number of people traveling starting this week, I'm one of them. On Thursday, I'll go to California for my grandson's birthday on Friday, Christmas next Monday, and my daughter's birthday next Wednesday. Before I come back there, it's all like, it's a package deal.
A lot of celebrations.
115 million people are expected to be traveling. 115 million people are going to travel. And normally it's not, well, it wasn't great getting a seat. It was okay getting a seat. It wasn't great paying for it, though. What normally, I was looking ahead because I go back and forth all the time to California. And so I went ahead, Jay, to see what what we've been paying through the fall has been $400 or $500, $600, depending on. This is a trip that before COVID would have been $300, maybe. And so it's $1,300 for the same trip. And then if I was looking because I, you know, go back and forth and the end of January, it's $250. So Merry Christmas from your friendly flying sky, right? Merry Christmas. We're going to get you. Well, listen, it's business and they, you know, they charge you when they know they can get it.
Put so many more people flying that they wouldn't upcharge it because they're still going to make so much money just because there's already an uptick of people flying and traveling.
Right. Well, this is a good way for them to. it is the way that it is. So the evening of the 23rd of December is supposed to be the biggest problem for drivers trying to get to their destination the day before Christmas Eve. I know there are a lot of bottlenecks around here where I am, and there probably are where you are. I'm just trying to think of it. Is the biggest bottleneck where 80 and 90 come together in Cleveland? You know, that sharp curve as you go into the city, you know what I mean?
Yeah. that one can definitely cause stuff. Thinking about traveling, though, by car, if anybody is renting a car, continuously follow up with whoever you're renting from and confirm your confirmation, all of that stuff. Because... you just sometimes they lose them or they don't have the vehicle at the moment. They're getting it from somewhere else and then something happens. I have heard of people that have the day that they're supposed to travel, they contact them to see if, oh, can I pick the car up a little bit early or anything like that? And they're suddenly like, oh, we don't have the vehicle.
Well, I'm renting a car. I'm going to Palm Beach for New Year's Eve.
Yeah, keep following up on that confirmation.
This little puddle jumper is for just an overnight. I'm going down on New Year's Eve and coming back on New Year's Day, and it's like $186 for the day for a little piece of crap car that, you know, probably that's making the payment for the whole month. That's an interesting business, too, by the way, if you didn't know how it works. The car company, the manufacturers, vie for the business because it gives them a certain amount of manufacture. It gives them a number to shoot for, and they sell them, you know, by the hundreds to Hertz and Enterprise and Avis, and you know they even by the thousands. So they work out deals that you could never, even if you were buying a fleet of cars, you could never match the prices that they pay. And they, you know, they keep them for a year. The car that I had when I was in San Francisco over Thanksgiving, I think I told that. Did I tell the story on the air? What a piece of crap it was. Oh, my God. What an unbelievable. It was nothing but a problem. And so when I went back, this is a good thing about Enterprise. I went back and I said, look, I rent from Enterprise usually exclusively, and I've had hundreds of cars over the years, and none of them have been as bad as this. No problem, Mr. Stefan. We'll give it to you free. So they just discounted. That's one of the. That's what I like about them. They are listening to what it is that that you. Yeah, this is what you want, and it's a good lesson for businesses in general, right? Listen to your customers and do what's right by them. Gas prices are pretty similar to last year. National average on Christmas Day was $3.10. And right now, gas prices averaging around the country $3.29 when you take out California. And so it's expected by the first of the year to be down to below $3 a gallon. Hold your breath for that one, right? Speaking of cars... Story over the weekend of this car that plowed into a vehicle that was in Joe Biden's motorcade outside of his campaign headquarters. Did you see this? Plowed into the car. Actually, it was one of the Secret Service cars that was there guarding Joe Biden. The president was visiting his headquarters. They were not in the car, so they were unharmed. Biden was walking from the campaign office to his car. You know, they have a sedan built that will withstand most anything. It's bulletproof and glasses 2 feet thick. That isn't likely to have been a problem, but the car that was in front of theirs got struck. And as long as we're talking about the car news, five people hospitalized after an Amtrak train hit a semi that got stuck at a crossing in California. It's like a bad movie, right?
Yeah.
This is the Pacific Surfliner that goes from Los Angeles up to San Francisco and then up to Seattle. Train collided with a truck. Six train cars were involved in the crash. Only one of them became partially derailed, though, when the train hit the truck. It's a level crossing. If you see some of the footage, the photos of this scene show all of the train cars upright, but one, it's obvious it's off the tracks. And also, there was nothing left of the truck, which, again, looks like something in a movie, right? Five people hurt, went to the hospital. Four people had minor injuries, and investigators say that an incline to the railroad crossing caused the truck to get stuck on the tracks. So it's a trailer, looking at the picture, a trailer truck that was low to the ground, coming up over the, like an embankment, the bottom of the truck rubs on the ground, and the driver can't get the truck, the trailer, over the railroad tracks. I'm surprised this hadn't happened there before. Driver got out, and he was okay. But, again, the truck, this is a... It looks to me, looking at the picture, the video, it's like an accident waiting to happen. Mm-hmm. You know how you gotta be careful of those sorts of things. All right, so driving, and we have a really wicked storm here this morning. I don't know how. You didn't get it in Ohio because it came up the East Coast.
No, we didn't.
But a couple of days of wind and rain, and a lot of people. If you probably listen carefully, you'll hear the wind blowing outside here. I keep my fingers crossed. That's all you'll hear. But listen, this is the time of year for... It was 60 degrees here yesterday. Supposed to be... It's 50 right now on the farm. And up to the 60s tomorrow. And it would be nice. What? 64? Yeah, it looks like it's supposed to go to 64. Be nice if it would stay that way so we could... do some work on the farm, lots of things. I baled hay yesterday. People think I'm nuts. It was the last of the hay because there's not much left of it anyway. But being on the tractor and on December the 15th or whatever it is, 17th or 17th, and being able to bale it, that's pretty amazing. Here's something else that's amazing: Calitrin and how it works to keep you where you want to be in terms of weight. Merry Christmas from the folks at Calitrin. They have some special deals, and even after pay, you can join the Calitrin movement. You can get healthy. You can lose the weight. You can keep it off, and you don't have to pay for all of it at the moment that you buy it. That's really kind of a special thing. There's no interest charge. There are results on top of results on top of results using this all-natural formula. Jay says she takes it every night before she goes to sleep. It does wonders for your body no matter what, top to bottom. Check it out at toploss.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-857-5656. That's 800-857-5656.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Does your vehicle have over 75,000 miles? Get maximum high-mileage engine protection with Syntec Full Synthetic High-Mileage Motor Oil, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec High-Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limit supply. Ask for Syntec High-Mileage at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A holiday message from Jackson Hewitt.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to get money the same day.
Starting December 11th, walk into a Jackson Hewitt for an early loan on your tax refund, and you could walk out with up to $1,000.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to get money. Missing out would be cray.
Appointments go fast. Book yours now at JacksonHewitt.com. Early refund advance offered to eligible clients. Application required. Finance charge applies. Loans by Republic Bank. Details at JacksonHewitt.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's now 23 after the hour, Monday the 18th of December. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays to everybody from Jay and me, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. James Collins is at the controls in our studio in Dallas, and it's the end of the line in terms of the investigation, the cause of death. When it came to Matthew Perry and his passing, lots of people have been heard on their feelings about him and what kind of a guy he was, what it was like to work with him, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But then there was the cause of his death. And it's a lesson for all. I think that this is really the lesson which you take away from Matthew Perry's death is the cause of his death, which we'll get to right after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The all familiar Friends theme. It looks like, and I think we kind of knew this anyway, Jay, that the stars of Friends were all really good friends. They were close.
Genuine,
they got close over the years. Yeah, right. Oh, that show was on for 10, 11 years, I think, wasn't it? I'm not mistaken.
Oh, my goodness. I can't even remember how many seasons. But I always loved the one story about how it was one of the producers or creators or somebody right before the pilot aired took them all out to dinner together and said, your lives are about to change. And I think that in having such a popular show where a lot of them, if not all of them, had already been doing things, but they weren't household names. And they all became these household names together.
Right.
And nobody really ever knows what you're going through, but your colleagues in that sense do. And to have had each other during that time was something that was truly special and really did bond them for life. They did become like brothers and sisters.
I feel that way about most of the people who've been on this program with me over the years, too. And you become friends. It isn't just a program and just talk.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people who do radio programs can't stand each other. don't want to be. And you can kind of hear that on the air. Anyway, so according to the 29-page autopsy report, the opioid-like drug that was used in the treatment of the opioid addiction, as well as for people have chronic pain. It's called, am I going to be able to pronounce this? I practiced this even. It's bad. Anyway, this guy was found unresponsive in the heated end of his pool. And somebody had been there and they brought his head above the water.
The first responders, he had a live-in assistant. When Matthew Perry had returned home from playing pickleball, he went to the hot tub, and the assistant went to run errands, and the assistant found him, called for help, and when they had pulled him out of the hot tub, he was already gone.
Yeah.
And the medical examiner found... It's COPD, diabetes apparently, but the acute effects of ketamine was in his system, even though he'd had treatment for it like a week prior. The treatment would have already been out of the system, so it looks like this one was a recreational sense.
Yep. There you go. Don't do it. It's 28, half the hour now here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that 1 in 3 American families feed the birds? More than 63 million American adults enjoy this colorful pastime, and here are some fun things to do to encourage birds into your backyard. Food and feeders. Put up nectar feeders for hummingbirds and orioles. Place a window feeder on your child's bedroom window for fun bird watching. Put out fruit and jelly feeders with jelly orange and apple halves. Watch bluebirds gobble down mealworms placed in a bluebird feeder. Try a peanut feeder for chickadees, nuthatches, and woodpeckers and jays. And use a trellis to grow flowering vines for attracting hummingbirds. Plant seeds and create a hummingbird and butterfly garden. You know, there's nothing better than getting up in the morning or late in the evening and going out into your yard and watching the birds. And remember, now they have these little hidden microphones that you can actually put by your bird feeders. So this way, when the birds are out there eating, not only can you watch them, you can actually enjoy hearing them enjoying the great meals that you give them. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Doug Stephan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. It is appropriate to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. You know, good blessings to everybody, too. I get to talk to customers every day who are seeing results with Caltrain. You know, when you're losing the weight, doing it the right way. So no drugs, no stimulants. It's just your body burning off those fats and sugars more efficiently. You feel good while you're taking it. You feel good even after you get off of the product. The side benefits that go along with the weight loss that are also from Caltrain include better sleep, less joint pain, more natural energy. So I hear it from customers every day. You know, I feel so much better. I feel like my old self again.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the special?
We've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86%.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones is pleading with the victims' families in the December 2012 mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, to accept a minimum settlement of $55 million, or $5.5 million for 10 years. The families who accept the deal would have to give up all legal claims against Jones. The shooting left 26 people dead, the majority of them 6- and 7-year-old children. Quaker Oats has recalled several of its granola products, did so on Friday. This includes granola bars and cereals. The company says the foods could be contaminated with salmonella. There is no record of any confirmed salmonella cases, but the recall has been made as a precautionary measure. The Food and Drug Administration says salmonella infections can cause fever, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, and stomach pain. The bacterial disease can cause death. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The story of his life called MJ has started touring, or he's going to start right after the first of the year, and has engagements in pretty much every large and medium-sized city around the country for the whole year. I know it's coming to Boston for 3 weeks in July. June and July. I don't know. Not really. I'm not. I honestly was never a big fan of Michael Jackson's. I liked the Jackson 5. That the song we just heard was from that era of their history. But I don't know, as he got older, the indulgences and the silly stuff, it didn't take away from his talent for sure, but I was not a big fan. So maybe not. I find myself more and more as there are concerts and stuff coming to town. Every time I decide I want to go, either by myself or take a friend or something, I have to deal with these ticket agencies that are mind-bogglingly, for me anyway, difficult and annoying. So I just kind of give up. I don't bother with it. And so maybe I should consult with you.
you won't like my answer. I use the apps.
You do? Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, so that's just a follow-up to Michael Jackson and Santa Claus is coming to town, which he is a week from today. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. The number of charities that benefit from the work of radio stations, like the hundreds of radio stations that carry this program, I don't indulge in it because I have a small staff. I don't have the wherewithal. I was thinking of coming up with a contest where I might give away some cash. And then I thought to myself, okay, would I rather give the cash to some of these charities some of the stations that carry the program? I think that's more, you know, you look at the tallies here. There are all kinds of causes. St. Jude's is one that always benefits. In Texas, the local stations support the Texas Children's Hospital. There are local food banks all around the country that have gotten the largesse of enterprising radio people, animal shelters, that sort of thing. Warren Eckstein, who's not our pet guy, he's the pet guy, has a thing that he does every year. And so you look at all of the money that is raised, all of the products, you know, the canned goods and the presents and things that are collected. So you look at the millions of dollars raised in some cities, where it depends on the size of the city. But the reason I bring it up is because there's so many people who are doing this on so many stations, and you'll hear the promotions during the commercial spots on the stations that carry this program. So support them. Do what you can to do the right thing, right? Whether it's money or more often than not, you may have things around clothes even that you don't wear. You can give to the homeless shelter, right? There are a lot of people who do that, and it's practical. You're doing something that's good for them and good for you. So however you do it, I know you're going to think about it, and you'll do what you feel comfortable doing. That's the thing. Do what you think is right and what makes everybody feel good, because this is the week. If there's any other week during the year that we want to feel good, it's this week.
Mm-hmm.
Feel good time. And so,
with that, if you can't donate items or monetary, you can donate time, you can volunteer.
Yeah, right, exactly. All kinds of things you can do to give. And we are generally a pretty giving culture. I was driving out to, I went to, you know, every, like once a month or so, I go out to the auction house in Sharon Springs and my friend Jim McFadden's auction house. And I brought some things out for the next auction, and I bought some things at the last auction. So as I'm driving out, I'm listening to the radio. It helps the time, and Daisy and I are talking to each other, and we're singing along. And there was a song that came on that was a novel, what they call novelty songs. And because this week, I kind of don't want to dig around. I mean, we'll discuss certainly some of the issues of the day, but I just want to feel silly from time to time, if you'll indulge with me, Jay, and the audience will indulge. So I heard the song Leader of the Pack, and it's like a 60s, mid-60s thing, a novelty song. But there was a song that was done that was an answer to Leader of the Pack. It was the same tune, but it was done by a group called The Detergents. And the song was called Leader of the Laundromat. And so here it is.
And that's when I fell in love with the leader of the laundromat.
Silly, right? All right.
Mm-hmm. Just because the original is such a tragedy.
Oh, my God, yes. The leader of the pack.
It's a great song, but it's a teenage tragedy. Yeah.
Oh, my God, yes, right. So, you know, you hear this and... I don't know, maybe it's just my sense of humor. But as I was listening and thinking about it, I just had a big smile on my face because I remember actually playing this as a disc jockey. Just crack it up, James. For just a second. Yeah. All right.
Dang it!
That's enough silly stuff. Yeah.
I love the Shangri-Las, though.
The Shangri-Las are great. Yeah.
Oh, they had great songs.
Leader of the pack. This is a mind-blowingly menacing story about a little punk who somebody should put out of their misery, the same as Putin. I'm talking about the fellow who is the leader of North Korea, Kim Jong Fatty, I call him. Apparently, over the weekend, North Korea fired short-range missiles into the sea over South Korea. Whatever it is that they're doing, there was a deal that was struck. I think it was when Trump was in North Korea, but I don't remember for sure. They weren't supposed to be doing this sort of thing, and a little Fatty agreed to that. I'm just pulling this from my memory. Anyway, so South Korea says that the North Korean military were sharing information after the fact. The United States has warships in the area. I mean, the United States has warships everywhere to try to keep people in tow. I just don't understand what this guy thinks. He's got to be out of his mind. If he thinks that he can do this, you know, he can threaten, but then if he, you know, all they do is increase the tensions. These kind of actions, all they do is make the Korean Peninsula a place that you wouldn't want to be no matter what. And the tensions there are like they are in many other parts of the world, the highest they've been in years. So you have all of these hot spots. You got this area, it's not a hot war, but you got the Middle East and that hot war. And you got the Russians and the Ukrainians and that hot war. And there, I saw some video, Jay, over the weekend that reminded me of that movie that Gene Hackman and Owen Wilson were in, and I think I made reference to it last week. I forget now. I keep forgetting what it's called, but it's he's a jet pilot, and he gets shot down over an area where there is a DMZ between the north and the south, and the old Yugoslavia. And I remember him being face down in a pool of water with a lot of dead bodies. And now I'm looking at this video. That's just as grim, the casualties that the Russians are taking on the Ukrainians as they advance. So the footage shot by a drone, it gives you sort of indication of what the Russians are, what they're losing in terms of people. And what is happening to the people when they get there first, how they just take people outside and shoot them. And so thousands of lives continuing to be lost. And you got to wonder what the rest of the world is thinking. Back to the leadership thing. There's no leadership. If there were leaders, they'd get together and do something collectively about Putin. Because they know how to do it. You can easily isolate, you know, you could send in a bomb or you could send in the same guys that went after Obama. Went after, what's his face, bin Laden. This kind of stuff is done and can be done, but it isn't being done because we don't have any good leadership. Mm-hmm. Look at the mess that these people are creating. Ay, ay, ay. In a horrible way, I'd say I want to lighten it up. Christmas week is a time for us to spend being happy, but there are these things going on, so I feel like I need to spend some time talking about them. There's a case of politics making strange bedfellows. The NRA is going to be represented by the American Civil Liberties Union. This is kind of like a Christmas week miracle. There's an appeal taking place this week for the Supreme Court. So the ACLU has said that it will provide legal assistance for the NRA in its First Amendment case against the Department of Financial Services in New York, as it, quote, unquote, vigorously opposes nearly everything it stands for. That is, the ACLU vigorously opposing the NRA. We don't support the NRA's mission or its viewpoints. We don't agree with their goals. But we both know that government officials can't punish organizations because they disapprove of their views. And this is happening over and over and over again. You see it on all the pages of the various social media. This country is like you don't recognize. So people can't, they get shouted down, these kids that are protesting on the campuses about, you know, the Palestinians, and they haven't got a clue, but yet
the civilians
they're
are
shouting
dying.
Down. Yeah. Well, it's not that. It's just the anti-Semitic stuff. I understand them wanting to call attention to what's going on to some of the innocent Palestinians, for sure.
Yeah, and there's no place for anti-Semitism or Islamophobia in any capacity. You can still acknowledge things are happening without that.
Yep. And so I thought it was interesting, anyway, that the NRA is representing, ACLU is representing the NRA. Here's something else that's going on. Want a Christmas present for somebody that you care about who wants to take a few days off and go to Las Vegas? Call 800-419-3684 and get your 3 days and two nights free in Vegas. 800-419-3684. It's 48 past the hour.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-894-9190 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-894-9190. That's 800-894-9190. What do you have to lose? Call 800-894-9190. Again, 800-894-9190.
Are you looking for the perfect holiday gift? You know, the gift that people call the hottest of the season? You know, you buy it for your loved ones, and you're anointed the hero of the holidays. Well, heroes, here's this year's hot present tip. Hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. Because Skechers has invented footwear that is so easy and so comfortable, they're the perfect gift for everyone, from kids to grandparents. With hands-free Skechers Slip-ins, you just step into them, and they're on. You don't need to bend down. You don't ever have to touch your shoes. Find hands-free Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
If you've got questions, O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's X-T-E-N-D-O-V-I-T-E.com.
It's
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Now 53 after the hour, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program for December the 18th. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen with Bake Your Cookies Day. Today on Food, Farm, and Family, we start with the simple sugar cookies that we all like. And we get complicated, the triple chocolate ones that we all like. We like cookies, right? Cookies. We love cookies. Cookies have been around as long as baked bread. It's the same stuff. Only you put different ingredients into it, right?
With
you ever bake cookies? Yeah.
I do, yeah. I like baking cookies. And I feel like definitely going to have to bake some cookies today to celebrate.
Ah, yum. That's a small... Cookies are basically... The word is a 17th century word from Persia. And it's spelled K-O-E-K-J-E. Kuji. Which means small cake. And it was altered to cookie... And so we all know kind of how the world has been taken by storm. You can't go any place into a good restaurant, and no matter where you are in the world, and not find some cookies. And you go to the bake shops and find the cookies. The first cookbook written by an American that had recipes for cookies was called The American Cookery by Amelia Simmons. And that back in 1796, a couple of recipes... for cookies, and one of them was for a Christmas cookie. I think that's what I was thinking as far as this time of year is concerned. We seem to have more access to more cookies, right? I always have cookies around because I like cookies. And fudge brownies and things like that. All comes out of the same.
Are you a crispy cookie kind of person or soft and chewy?
Yeah, unless I'm on the airplane, they cook the cookies and then they're soft and messy, but they're kind of fun. But I would rather have, and I'm kind of fussy because I have this gluten thing, so I have to work hard at finding the cookies that taste like cookies and actually are chocolate chip or other cookies, and, you know, they don't have the wheat in them. And then, yeah, a lot of people. Matter of fact, interesting, one of my advertisers in years past was Ebon's Bakehouse in Columbus. Matter of fact, the fellow who owns it is a friend of mine, and I noticed that they have a recall because of undeclared milk and soy allergens. Now, this is a fellow, I actually had him on the air a number of times, he's a very sweet guy, and they had a great deal, because the reason they came on my program is because they have no gluten in their cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've got all kinds of varieties. They were yummy, yummy, yummy. I think I gave them away as prizes, too, as a matter of fact. But now they have a recall because of this soy and milk that may be in them, and the honey pistachio cookies. Here's the bottom line. I don't want to hurt them, but this is not an easy... you got to pay attention to these sorts of things. They're distributed by a company called Gordon Food Service, which has, you know, these things have been mostly online. They do a lot of local selling in Ohio. Have you ever heard of this? I think it was before you were with me that we had Ebon's on as a sponsor. Do you remember them, or was that...
I think just as I joined, there was still a little bit of a crossover, but I had heard of them, and I've tried their stuff. Their cookies are definitely really good.
Great.
It's not something that happens all the time. They just happened to notice this weird fluke that it wasn't printed on the package of just a couple of them. So it's not like this happens all the time. It's
a family-run business.
They're rectifying
quality
it.
Control.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right.
And if you don't have a milk or soy allergy issue, you're still going to eat these. Yeah.
Right. You know, what I found interesting is that a big bakery, the Quaker Oats Company, has recalled some of their granola bars, some of their cereals because of salmonella, dozens of granola bar brands that they have a participatory interest in. Pepsi-Cola owns them. They've announced the recall of these bars, the cereals. Among the products recalled, various flavors of Quaker Big Chewy bars, the Quaker Variety Packs, Quaker Simply Granola cereals. So here's my suggestion. You bring anything that you bought at the store in the last 5 weeks that has Quaker Oats on it, you bring it back and get your money back if you haven't eaten it already. Salmonella is what, and that would come from not having clean facilities.
There's salmonella outbreaks left and right.
Yeah, there are, because people aren't preparing the stuff right. No good management. They're not watching the store. They're too big, frankly. So anything that's got Quaker Oats on it, bring it back to the store, get your money back. That's what I would do. Whether it's a cereal, granola bar, whatever it is, just bring it back and get your money back and stay away from them for a while till they clean up their mess.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.